system of Avodah Zarah Mitzvah, that Epsom zone, if something is a zone of Kisa, and then he turns into Sola, he gives a nut, he turns into wine, he gives a zayin, he gives a teshemen. So Bishamet says, the Sola takes the sacrament from Zayin, it's possible to gather his death. Like, when did he kill us? Okay, the commercial book is on the Tentoria, so the book is written to the
you wanted to be mounted with these feet, and it would be possible to help the Shem Esplan.
And now the Shabbat comes a week later, she turns these chitim and bakes them into a loaf of bread. She turns the chitim into soilas. We want to know if we bring the soilas to Gabi and Mitzvah. That's what we spoke of Shabbat. That's what I thought. That's what the Gemara sounds like. So comes the Rebbe and says, no, that's ridiculous. That can't be the Shabbat. If that's the Shabbat the Gemara that he gave her chitim already, the Esnon of Chitim to Mashmo, if he is the rest of the Shabbat, he is the chitim, there's no Shini in the world going to be Mavkir that. Shini coin is a Dinin Kinyon, it's not a Dinin Yerzeh, it's not a Dinin Kodesh, it's not a Dinin Yerzeh, it's not a Dinin Yerzeh, it's not a Dinin Yerzeh. So what does the Gemara mean? The Blazim Mitzvah, Okif is totally different. The Okif to the Gemara coins of Blazim Mitzvah like this, that he comes to the Zayin, and he says to her, I'm giving you Chitim, and he's not Bola right away. He's advancing. Here's the Chitim right now. The close man that he has been bought, that's not just for the same as the Zayin, that's because the Farish. No, some of them will go on, that's not for the same as so he gives her the Chitim, and then she goes there before the, I think it's nursed together, before the Mizana together, she goes ahead, she gets hungry, so she turns the Chitim into Sunless, and now she's got herself served. And they still haven't been Mizana, nothing's happened yet. So the Chitim weren't also, the Sunless wasn't also, nothing was also. So comes the Blazi Mitt and says, right now, push comes to shove. If they would have to say right now between the two of them, the guy and this woman, no one's going to the Mizbech, no one's going to the Mishmikdash, the Mishmikdash, but not in the Kachem yet. Right now, they would have a din say on this soilus. Could he be noisy to soilus? Well, let's say he would say, you know what, I'd like my soilus back. I want the seat in back that I gave you a week ago. Does he have like the stand on? What's the din? Does he get a seat in back?
No.
He would never, of course he doesn't get a seat in back. If she would have been going to the seat, if he wouldn't get a seat in back, so says the Blazim Mitzvah. Indeed, her mom is so to call her Gazlan. So she went ahead and she would have she did not have a right to turn the chitim into Zoldai. She's not such a biggest kaviyot anyway. So she went ahead and she might did a ma'isik zayla. Good. Zoldai she did a ma'isik zayla, but the chitim kind of so think of how she's kind of this soilas. So Eloa, what's she mechuyev now to give him back? Please, you'll take the din tayla. What's she mechuyev to give him back? Domin, right? So right now, the relationship between him and her is a mumministic relationship. It's not something that's still the same woman, it's chit anymore. It's dollars and cents. But right now, they're not going through his interior. Right now, they're going to go ahead with their after znus. So right now, what's the tashlumin for the znus? Right now, by Sheol Shah, can we label the tashlumin for the znus as being the stylus anymore? Mapitom, what is the stylus of the learning? The stylus is over, that's history. The stylus now belongs to the heart. That wasn't mitzvah sonnet, a shame esten zayna. What's chal, a shame esten zayna, was that which she would otherwise be mechuyev to return to him if she doesn't go through with the act as mitzvah. So normally, if he gives her an animal, and she's holding on to the animal, and then the mezana together, I'll dash that animal to be the esnon. So then, at that moment of mitzvah, she would have been mechuyev to return the animal. So that's the object that esten is going to be chal on. So comes to turn says, a savi esten zayna. That object, the nosad lava bo'alel, that's called a shame esten zayna. But over here, that's not what happened. Over here, the chitim is history already. The chitim is prehistory. That's already a long time. The chitim has been taking the soilus. She's eating the soilus. It's belongs to her. She'll never have to return the soilus to him. She would only have to return money to him. So the only thing that's missed the thought of the Yishev HaSazan is money. Money is not chal. Yishev HaSazan. HaSazan is only chal in Kedushas HaMizbeah. It's not chal on cash. It's not chal on wood. It's not chal on objects that go to Ben Kabayim. That's not chal on money. It's only chal on animals, on wine, on soilus, things that you're ruim lakach to go to Gabi HaMizbeah. So says Rebbe Lundi Mitz, not on law, B'yas Nana, Chita B'yasod Soilus doesn't mean that he gave it to her, they were Mizana together with Chal on the Shem Esten Zayna, and now Shini Koin is going to be Maskiya the Yisrael Esten Zayna, nothing doing. Shini Koin is Kodesh to help him, Shini Koin can't be Maskiya and Yisrael in this what Yisrael is best. All Shini Koin can do is create a change in status in Dini Mominim, the Chayshu Mishvah, and once that change of status of Chayshu Mishvah has kicked in, then the veil of the Yisrael Esten Zayna can't be Chal with Chila on the soilus. That's not a Shini Koin. That's Gazel. That makes a lot of sense. The Gemara makes perfect sense. The difficulty is that that doesn't sound like that's the case in the Gemara, but you know what? From the Gemara you can't tell. The Gemara says, Nasan la bias nada, chitim yasan soilus. So where the Alei Taisa said, asan soilus after the bia, after it was ready bias nada, there is a asan chal. Rebbe Lozzi Mitzvah, where we know, Nasan la bias nada means he's Nasan la below ba'alaha, bias son soilus, yechakach ba'alaha. So according to Blas Bimitz, everything changes. According to Blas Bimitz, everything that we saw from Thursday, that rattled out of all the key studies that she declared to give the chesed, that she did the chesed to give clothing, because they're kula. It's all better, all according to what it's not true. Nothing that was said on Thursday is true. If you miss you on Thursday, don't worry about it. According to Rabbi Lezer, the whole shit was wrong. For a quirk that it'll play a role in this of the Esten Zayna, but it's not Esten Zayna that changes. That affect the change in terms of Esten Zayna. Against the beloved.
What's the point of bringing down everything after that point in the Gemara, like 10 years old?
You want to find a mopper for this? How do you know that this is going to work? So you're asking.
Why are we talking about this as the thing itself?
So Bisham and Beitil seems to be learning from Hain Veloshinayeh of this Yisai that in this case of Shinoi, so it won't be Chal Nisaras, not because Shinoi Kaina. You're asking when the Apostle will be ready to know from Gizeh. That's where you have to deal with the seven edition. And she did kind of effort are really one of the same. So now we have to deal with the following problem. Come to Gemara and tells us the Chiddush Gadol and asks him about a very unique kind of machinery, not a regular machinery. Regular machinery in the beginning of Agadah Leitzim is a shiri haba'a b'day adam. Gadol Leitzim, Gadol Kalim, Gadol Seven, Gadol Gadim, those kinds of things. Those are the shiri kind of Agadah. Comes Rabbi Lon and Mechadish to us what? Now what else is considered to be Shinei Kaina? What's his other example of Shinei Kaina? Shinei Mela. Shinei Mela. Shinei Mela. Kana Pulevin Asa Ayu. Kana Vila Egil Barach Shor. Kana Biyada. He's Kaina and Tavach Mocha is Pocha Shlota Vach Shlomo Icha. It's such a Chiddush that Rabbi Chanina said it's wrong. Now as Rabbi Chanina said it's wrong, he said, Rechman and Mitzvah and Haidak. He said, it can't be. It's cracked. Why? What are you talking about? Because Rabbi Lon stuck to his guns. We have the pasuk Rabbi Yehuda. We have the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda. We have the Shinui and Mela is also called Shinui. Now let's put two and two together. If a Shinui in Esther and a Shinui in Gezeil is Mount Tainuha, and when it comes to a Shinui in Gezeil, we ask it that a Shinui Hanasa and Mela equals a Shinui Biyadayim. So I think, if I remember correctly, from many, many, many moons ago, the first day of what? Of geometry. If A equals B and B equals C, what is A equal? What is A equal? What do you call that?
Haven't changed.
Okay? All those years. A equals B, B equals C, A equals C. That's my side. If Shini Kaina of Gizela equals Shini Kaina of Esma, that's Tysus, from our point of Tysus, and Shini Mimela equals the Shinoi B of Ayin, what is the conclusion of those two statements? That Hilchot Esma Zoyma also, the halacha will be what? Is that what? That if Shini Mimela is also considered to be a Shinoi. What would be the ramifications of that statement? According to Tysus, it would be wild. According to Tysus, that means it's like this. A guy gives a guy says out of the woman gives a little baby sheep. Gives it a lamb. So it's possible a guy be able to say achtaval, that's the zayin on the chit kalos nesadiraisa. What should she do? But she wants to be a carbon. What should she do? Wait till it grows up. When it grows up, when it'll be a big big lamb, that it will become kosher legabi and mizbech kavaldik. Now the Urayim would never say such a wild thing, because the Urayim holds shin is not really kind of esma. But even for the Urayim, what would theoretically happen in a less common scenario, he gives her the tolet, and then they're not mizana yet, and then it turns into an ayel, and then the mizana yet like, okay, so the Urayim will leave open on that one. But it's way to say, even though this esma is chal already, give you paka ayeshi and kaya, so the din should do the same for a shinim and mele as well. Who says that? Who makes the transitive property? Who's the one who puts together all of that?
That's right.
Yeah, but he says not that. Who's the one who puts it all together and says, yeah, that's what Shimon did? He says, but he takes a step back. He leaves the Tzarki and Gadol. Why? He says, the Rambam doesn't say that.
Because you live in the Ram, you have to be certain bad. So the Ram doesn't say, going up, Nothing to live, and after I'll be out of Zion, so it's Mutal Gabi and Mizbeth. No such Rambam, even though the Rambam does quote Rabbi Dubois, I don't know if it's good, but we pass like Rabbi Dubois, that Shiva Bey was good, and we pass in that, like they feel a little bit, that there's a bit of Shiva Bey, yeah, stuff around, probably follows the place of Scott, it's the normal din, the regular din. You put all the pieces of the puzzle together, you should come to this bizarre conclusion, and the Rambam doesn't, but the first person is not sure. You can never really tell from the Rambam, because the Gemara doesn't talk about this case, but so maybe the Rambam must spit out, it's hard to tell. But the Mechassid says it would appear to him that's what that law should be. But the mind says, the Sergei's right, that if you just put all the pieces of the puzzle, turn to the prophecy of Job, you should teach us that he should not have to be right. That should be a good sheet, you know, as well. So comes the text, it's written, and says, no, it's not true. Comes the text, it's written, and says, that the equation is not correct. Why is the equation not correct? So the text is really, there are two links in this equation, right? There are two A equals B is B equals C. So there are two things that equal to each other. What does the text really say? You say this, that just because A is equal to B, how does it go? Two members. Have all of those. Just because things are equal, some things are more equal than others, who's that favorite one? There you go. That's the key. Animal parts, some things are more equal than other things, something like that. Okay, so that's how the law holds them. That's the thing that it is. That's the story, but still not here also. Shinoi the Adayim is a Kenyan, and Shinoi Mimel is a Kenyan, and Hilchot Gazela are equal to one another. Not the Kenyan and not the Kenyan. That's the thing, one's a better Kenyan than the other. So Hilchot Gazela, true, both types of Shinoi are going to work, but Hilchot Esnon, the weaker the two, is not going to work. Anyone know what Tzitzit is talking about? You saw what Tzitzit is? Anyone has a Hazar in that Tzitzit? Any beer in that Tzitzit? The Mamash killed the Mamash, boggles the mind. How can that be? The Mamash shot. Yes, the Kinyan smoke, Kinyan. The whole display of the Gemara is that Kinyan, of course, it's like, let's just go to the Tzitzit. What you said to the Gemara is that Shinyan Koyin is not a Din Kroli, it's a Din Kroli. So if it's a Din Kroli, so then the Chayim is the same criteria for constitutes a Kinyan of the Gazela can carry over to what constitutes a Kinyan in Hilchos. In Hilchos, ask not. So, how about the Tzitzit say such a thing? I tell you, Rabbi, I'm thinking of thing, I don't know the answer. You guys told me some kind of a beer. So, who saw Tzitzit? So, Tzitzit. Anyone realize that he was saying something that was very difficult to understand? No, Kashi, it was so cautious. So, who's bringing up trouble? Shemayim Muslims. Yeah, who's responsible for who that Shemayim is? Oh, you again. So next time you're up there, so please find out what's going on. Yeah.
You say that Shinui Adayim would be like a Tosos type of Shinui, that's a new object as opposed to.
But then how does it work by Gazela? The only way for it to work by Gazela is that it's a new object. Mafkiya the Mitzvah Shavuot Gah. If it's Mafkiya the Mitzvah Shavuot Gah, how can it not be Mafkiya the Isser Esmin? That's the fellowship. So comes the Chazon Ish in his tradition of the Kama and says that you can come to the conclusion of Tzitzit Zrid Vala Mitaneh. I don't think the Chazon Ish was reading this into the Tzitzit Zrid. You can read this into the Tzitzit Zrid. Comes the Chazon Ish and says it's Nifanle on there that in effect the Tzitzit Zrid conclusion is correct, but based on a totally different view. Says the Chazon Ish, you know what's interesting about the Chazon Ish, if you look at the cases of the Gemara, what are the cases, the three cases that appear in the Machlokes B'Shaya B'Tilla about Esnim Zayin? What are they? Nosan Chitim, Nosan Tzoilos. Nosan Zayin, Nosan Shemen, Nosan, and Nosan Yasan Yayin. What's the common denominator between the Chitim, Zayin, and Anovim? The Gabi Hilchot HaMizbeach. What? So that's the exact opposite of what I wanted to hear. What's the common denominator between those three things? Chitim, Zeisim, and Anovim. Just add one word to that statement.
They're not
Roy of the Korban. None of them are Roy of the Korban in the state that they're in. You can't bring Chitim on Gabi and Mizbech. You can't take a bushel of wheat and throw it on Mizbech. That's not a mitzvah. It has to be in the state of Kemach and Seilas. It has to be ground up. Bashir Shom, in the state of Chitim, it's possible to bring Gabi and Mizbech. Well, great. Let's say a guy decides, listen, I don't know if I can turn this into grapes right now. I want to just throw a couple of turn it into one. I want to take a couple of grapes and toss them on his bed. Can you do that? It's not like they're not royal like Krav, but you know, I think that would be a violation of Kichol to Or B'chol Vash, what's the Tzir of any Shal Hashem. The Vash doesn't just mean honey. Vash means Vash to Mar, Vash to Ein. Any Mesikos pre, any fruit is not allowed on the Mizbeh, ever. Any fruit derivative is not allowed on the Mizbeh. The only fruit derivative that's allowed on the Mizbeh is wine. So if you take grapes and toss them onto the Mizbeh, that's fine. If you take lots of raisins, some raisins, throw them on the Mizbeh, that's no good. So So right now, by Shem Shem is talking out where the gap is. What about olives? If you just take olives, make a little Spanish olives with red things in them, and toss them on the thing. You can do that. You have to chop them up, brown them up, and then turn them into a press them into olive oil. Some translation says these three things that the Bryce is picking up on, Sam is right, they're royal the Mizbeach in the future, but they're not royal the Mizbeach right now, or in the future. A lot of things in the future. Hopefully, we'll also be in the future. But right now, sense of future, we have a future. But right now, Bashel Shalom, not the things that Bashel got the Mizbeach. So says the Chazanish, because I'll be aside in this whole story. A whole machloikis Misham Yisilo, that she is claiming the Esther, not going to the Esther. Tosis is right, that it's related to the din of Gezeilah. That's true. It's chesed oriented, a chesed acher, etc. All fine, says the Chazanish, but one includes the Chazanish. Once the Yisr Esther Chal and this Chayfet, garnished out. Nothing will save this chayfet to ever be mashed this chayfet to gather in his bed. Even if it turns into a different chayfet in other areas of halacha, nuchas mizbech, it's like a din of dichur, remember from the summer? Once something's off the mizbech, it's off the other one. Once there was a shame soul chal on this chayfet, it is finished, it is gone. There is nothing that can ever be done to rectify the psul once the psul is chal. If the psul has not yet been chal, says the Chazanish, that's where the machlokes b'shanei is. So nozzle the chita be as nozzle. Right now, this chita possible to have the mizbech. Right now, at the time being mizana with this woman, right now, is there a shame soul on this chita? There's no shame soul. This is not really having the mizbech anyway. You can't have an esther bichal on a chair. Esther can bichal on grace. Esther can bichal on chita. Esther can bichal on zaytim. Esther can only bichal on something that's really b'sheu shom to have the mizbech. Hello. Once you eventually you're going to turn this into Babylon, you're going to turn this into Soilas, so Zokbishamai, once I turn this treatment into Soilas, so then right, so then the rest of the tower there. Because that's something that would even be a Sinana. And Zokbishamai, no, you want to be Chal Yisrael right now on Soilas, because after all, you gave us Soilas via Sinana. What's Beitilu's response to Bishamai? You didn't give her son those best known. Why? Because two words. What are two magic words? You see, Shine Kaina. So according to Beis Hillel, Shine Kaina works with the testament. The same din is up to Kedewa. It's the din of a Chefta Acher. That's true. But the din of Chefta Acher only works called Mad of the Psul out of the Chal. Once the Psul is the Chal, then garnish has nothing to do to possibly salvage the situation. That's the Chazanish's reading into the Sugya. Interesting, Chodesh took away. If you would have asked me, I wouldn't have said that from Shah. The Chilich clearly didn't learn that Shah, but the Chazanish is learning that Shah, and the three examples are involved in it. Come the Chazanish and said, now for the function. When you give this Zoyna a Tleh, you give her a little sheep, right now, is it Tleh Roy Lidavi and Mizbech? You can bring a little lamb of Mizbech. You give her an eagle, a little calf. You can bring a calf of Mizbech, crush it down in Mizbech. Right now, by Sherusham, it's nitan to be chal on it. The psul has none, so the psul has none is chal on it. I shiri koyne. I can grow up and turn into a big wild ram. It's going to turn into a big giant bull. Says the Chazanish, sorry, too late. Once the psul has none is chal on it, possibly other boy. So, in effect, says the Chazanish, says the strict conclusion is correct. That Rabbi Yehuda's din of Shirin Koine isn't going to work in Hilchos Esther, but it's not. It's not like it's a good thing that one is less the more Shirin than the other. It's like it's Riz, and the Chazanish are coming to the same conclusion for totally different mahal, for totally different reasons. Because it's really saying that the Chisorna is in Shirin, that Shirin has to enable the low level Shirin, it's a less equal Shirin. Not on par with the Shinri the Adayim. So therefore, for some deep dark mysterious secret, the lower level Shinri is only going to work between the Fakir and the Mitzvah Hashem for Gezeirah. It's not going to work in the Fakir of Psul of Esther. According to the text, there are no two levels of Shinuyim. The Chisaron of the application of Rabbi Yehuda did to Sugi Vesna's name doesn't lie in Hilchos Shinri. The Chisaron lies in Hilchos Esna, that there's a secondary Hamochet of Esna that's staring up the face, namely once the Shem Tzul is Chal on it, possibly on the blood. And it's only these three things, the Chit and the Zaytim and the Anovim, that Chal, they walked in, they got in, they the Shem took place in effect
before it was too late.
So we rarely have now, Lamaisa, three different shittas for the Gedolim, as the grid, Rishon against the Achareim, there are three totally different viewers as to what should the din be. Lamaisa.
We have this case. Nasan Tlev Viasnana, Benasa Ayel, Nasan Egel Viasnana, Benasa Shor, what should the din be? So according to the Chachinah, the din should be, that it's not a kosher without being a bit. Should you come, you have to say a thing, and should I pull it again? According to the Tzvist, no, it's going to be possible to have a bit, this is not at high level Shinoi. And according to the Tzvist, it's going to be possible to have a bit, not because it's not at high level Shinoi, but because of the test of big things, so what's the sort of scholar's possibility? So, you
have a one-day-old animal,
that's not
a
right, unbelievable, because Valdik, an unbelievable Kiddush, that it was before the 8th day. Wow. Great Kiddush. If you look at a tour, we don't check that. As long as that is Torah, when I got married, as long as that is Torah. Remember, I got engaged, I was not dying in Torah. When I got married, I was still not dying in Torah. I never heard the gospel of Torah. But it's a long doubt. So, it took me a while. Anyway, we have a short engagement. Short engagement won't stop dying. So right after we got married, maybe a week after we got married, I remember we lived in the Heights, we're sitting with my wife and Shalom Shudas together, and she asked me, so, okay, now that we're married, tell me, what do you do exactly all day? I should have asked her that point. But what do you learn exactly? Like, fill me in on the details of the sugya, and now you don't really want to know. She said, yeah, come on, tell me everything. I said, okay, here's the scoop. It's Chamish Chatos HaMeisah. If you have a mafresh animal for carbon, and it's then it dies, it gets lost, someone else is mafresh, it has a baby, and it's this, Alanga Megillah, whole topic of Shigat Gmura. For 20 minutes, they're telling over with the rugs, and it's stuff, and it's Gmura. So then, Stephanie, the right, you shouldn't have asked. What you're doing, you do your thing, I'll do my thing, and all. But she still doesn't ask. All right, anyway, getting back to the story. So, the right side. We have to start to wrap up this Esther business now. I mean, it's a funny question. How do we possibly learn Maisa in the Machlokes of Bishan and Bizil? It's a funny question, right? Why is it a funny question? Bishan and Bizil, it was possibly like Bizil, right? But what's the problem with Bishan Sheep? There's a little bit of a quirk in Bishan. The Gemara ends off Bishan Sheep as being difficult to understand. The Gemara says that the Gemara also holds it to him. There are two Sukkim, Gal Maravos and Kay Lamai. So, God, there is no word haim, it's shnehem. The haim part is shnehem. No, I don't look it up in Chumash. I look at Chumash with the word haim in that parashat of Lofa. So, God is shnehem. So, God, according to Bishamek, is marbe shinui, but shinui is not before. And haim was a nice blooded. And according to Hillel, who says that haim is a nice blooded, and it's also a nice shinui. So, we're going to ask that, according to Hillel, so what do you want to have from God? So after the Gemara, Gav Levi Zilu Kasha. The question, what do you do with that thing? Gav Levi Zilu Kasha. What do you do with it? Well, we use a sheet of Kasha like that. So there are some Rishonim who say that the word Kasha, one shouldn't be frightened of the word Kasha. Because there are two different lingos that Chazal uses. Sometimes use the word Kasha, sometimes use the word Yufta. So what's the difference between the two? So some Rishonim say, Kasha means it's a Kasha, it's a good question. A lot of good questions in the world. A lot of good questions, a good answer. So why don't we give the answer? We're busy right now. The shir came to an end. I don't know. It's Benazman. Whatever. The Amorim ended the sligi. They don't want to talk about it anymore. Does it mean that there's no answer? Well, of course there's an answer. That's what we share with you. The yufta is a much stronger, much more profound question. The yufta means forget about it. Don't even look for an answer. There is no answer. Finish. End of discussion. There's nothing to answer. The shir is just wrong. That's the case. So then every time the Gemara concludes with the words to you, that shift is gone. That shift is finished. Every time the word ends with the Gemara ends up with the word Kasha, doesn't mean that shift is finished. We just haven't come up with an answer. But if we're fun enough, maybe we can find an answer. Let me show, I'm trying to give an answer to the Kashas and the Gemara. So when the Gemara says to you, don't bother giving an answer. Any answer you're going to give is wrong. The Chazal already made that there's no right answer. The Yufta means the shift is just finished. No, it's history. There's nothing to talk about. Nothing to defend it. According to Mary Shem, it means there is a potentially good answer. Shem say no, but there is no fundamental difference in Kasha. What does Kasha mean? You talk about the different thing. You can't follow it. So, how do we quote unquote pass it in the Shem? So, the Rambam seems to understand that the word Kasha is not convincing. Kasha, you can find an answer somewhere, somehow there's an answer to the Kasha. So, the Butch Mishem perhaps disagrees with the Rambam. Perhaps the bottom of this word Kasha. And now changes the whole Mahalach. It says we can't follow Beisul. Normally the Shabbat Beisulah, normally the Shabbat Beisulah in the Mishnah, you always follow Beisulah. So which great Mishnah seems to say, nope, we follow Beisulah here. Strange as it may be, we follow Beisulah. Which great Mishnah? Shara is really Shara with Tennis.
He doesn't have to.
Which great Mishnah? Anyone who's not said the list, we should remember this.
Rashi.
Rashi on Tayyar. What does Rashi say? Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash. What does Rashi say in the Pasuk of Esther and Zayin? Gam Shnehem? What does Rashi say? Gam, Larabos. Thank you very much. Who is that quoting? Should he be quoting? Bishamah. That's Bishamah said that. But he still doesn't say that. Your mama said Bechasha, right? And your mama said, I know Meruba, right? So it's all rolled into one. So boy said, Rashi seems to be saying, we follow Bishamah. The Gam, Larabos, Shinayim. From the Rashi probably was the Gemara Kasha. So the Ramban jumps to the Ramban of Atayra. I'm not going to be responsible for Ramban of Atayra. Ramban of Atayra, and then Rashi says, what do you mean? How did Rashi put you in the wrong sheet? Well, he put a Bishamah before. But I have a much more serious question. So I'm willing to say Rashi thought that maybe the Pashup Shabbat is like the Shammai, maybe we do follow Bishamah, who knows? What's the much more difficult question? If Rashi really honest and good is meant to say we follow Bishamah, what's traumatic now for us? We're going to go to commonality for it. What does the Gemara say Bishamah holds? Shina Yena Koina. Gemara connects Shini Koina to Bishamah. Now, it doesn't matter whether you take Taisa's approach, whether you take Rivalazim's approach. At the end of the day, Bishamah is the Tana who says, Gam Rabbi Shina Yena, which is the Tana the Gemara pins over here and says, this is the Tana Shiki Bishamah, holds that Shini Yena Koina. If Rashi accepts Bishamah, does Rashi need to tell us that Shinoi is not Koina? Shinoi is not Koina? Is possible like Bishamai? Guys, if that's true, then we can end up forget about any shit. The whole year. What else are we talk about? Let's learn different paragraphs from above us. Shina Yena Kaita. What are you talking about? Of course it's possible Shina Kaita. Everybody's talking about Shina Kaita. What's the problem, Rashi? The answer is the Gemara itself, later on, the beginning of the late to the $30. There's two pshatim within Bishamai. The Gemara goof is this topic. What did Bishamah really mean? So all we know from Bishamah never used the word Shina Koina. Bishamah just had one. Bishamah never said the Russian God or Rabbi Shina Yamina. Bishamah himself are on record of saying what? Nothing lochitim. There's none of your son soilers. So Bishamah, Homelin, who Beisilel, Tachshirin. All we know is that Bishamah holds that this Esnon Zayin is Chal. This Esnon is Chal. The Gemara read it like tiny to Bishamah. And by time of the Bishamah, Shini and Nikon. So Gemara, that committed Bishamah to this whole sheet of Shini and Nikon. It's our sutya that was told by the Machlokes Bishamah to kill on the issue of Shini and Nikon. Is there any other way to read the Machlokes Bishamah to kill? What? Oh, I thought it out. That's the first one. So come to Gemara and Baal and says there's a totally different way of reading Machlokes Bishamah. Comes the Baye, Amr Baye, the Sadiqal, and the Kaaba said, and he finds you all the Tarim in the world who hold Shini in a Koina. He finds you in Shimon, and Shimon Yehuda, and Rebelazar. He picks up Rebelazar, yeah, he picks up half this time from here, and this time from there, and that right from there, this from there. Said the Baye, the following five Tanoim hold Shinoi Eino Kaina. That's what the Gaonim call the Shita Amru. And every Gemara lines up Shitas like that. They say the following five Shitas hold Tanoim Ram. That's always a dead giveaway to say we don't pass it like that. So say the Gaonim, the Gemara say, the Gemara is clean, only have these five here. Yeah? These five here, and everybody else know? So that's the Abaye's understanding of Bishamah. So Abaye, in his list of five Tanoim, all the Shiva in the Koine, Bishamah is on the list. Bishamah sheet the Bayest of the Koine. That's like Agamar. Comes Rafa and says, I'm a Rafa, no. Both Bishamah still agree that she is Koine. So what sheet is Bishamah? Bishamah holds the new halacha. What's the new halacha? Called Moos Lugabaya. Tasmish. Tasmish. Also, bring this soilas, Legabium is bad. Bring this wine, Legabium is bad.
Is it a real bona fide chayfet? Is it really the object that was given to the Torah as a zayna? No. She nikonet in chayfet, the object that was right. But Afa Pichayim says, Rava v'das v'shamay, the Torah still offers it. The Torah said that she nikonet kolot her gula, with the exception of Esten Zoyna, not that she negated Koyin, not that it's not a different chayfet. Everybody agrees it's a different chayfet. The machloik is v'shamay zilel, in the hilchas mius, in house. How do we define whether something constitutes lo'os v'gabi v'zbeach and ha'? The Beitila looked at lo'os v'gabi v'zbeach through the halachic prism, halachic eyes. Is it apidin the same chayfet, or is it apidin not the same chayfet? If apidin is not the same chayfet, the same way she negated is bakir the mitzvah shavet in Israel. And Bishami says, no, that's not true. Avadu and Masi, the way to see that the Shunis Koine, but even though Shunis Koine is a different Chavit Abidin, if it's a different Chavit Abidin, the Tzov Kosov is a Mius to Gavoya, the Voloshim and Ayodo, people say, ah, disgusting, he gave it to the Zayin, now she's bringing it to Gavi Yuzbe, Mius. So come Bishami and say, the Torah passed that also, that's the nature that's there, because of Gam L'Rabba Shiniyeh. Gam the Rabbi Shinyayim is not exerce the cost of the genius of the Shin in a coin according to Shamai. Gam the Rabbi Shinyayim is exerce the cost of the possessed of Zaina. But notwithstanding the fact that Shin and coin now, Gam the Rabbi Shinyayim, Shin is possible. So that Nakuda, how to understand Shaman Bishama, is Bishama, the Nakuda Samachloik is Bisham Bisil, a Machloik is Machoshina Koina, or is the Nakuda Samachloik is Bisham Bisil, a Machoshina Koina, after Machloik is Abayan Rava on the Sadi Dalit, and Agamar is assuming one way, but Lav's after that Samachloik is Agamar. It could be, it's quite possible that Rava disagreed. It could be that Rava would never make such a statement in our Sugya. Point to Rava, that's not what the Nakuda Samachloik is all about. So at the end of the day, Rashi is free for us to talk about Bishama. The video hold the kasha is not the kasha, the shnaka kasha, and the kasha blows away the simple shita. You could logically pop in like Beit Hillel and still keep the dinner of Shini Koyne, Shini Koyne, Shini Koyne, Shini Koyne, they call it the Kula, but in Esther, it doesn't matter that Shini Koyne, because it's still Lo'os L'Gabi Yemizbeach. The Rambam, of course, didn't say all this. The Rambam said, listen, we pass in Beit Hillel, Shini Koyne, finish the discussion. Good, so basically, so far, so good. So what do we have? So we have Agamara that made some kind of a link, some kind of an equation, between the din of shini koyin by zayin, the din of shini koyin, the lack of koyin by esther zayin. What exactly the connection was? So Tosafot was a very very iron plate connection. Mamash chayav versus mister chayav. According to the Urayim, that's not what it means. It means something a little bit of a different twist, because he couldn't believe that there really is a din klal of shini koyin. It's because in prati nifchayshin nishvot. So we had to give you a cake. They convinced the kibbutz where they weren't yet wasn't yet boiled out. So that's going to invoke the din of chayshin nishvot of shini koyin. That was the first one between the places in the Urayim. Then we have the issue that was raised by the Mechachim, if Shini kind of really works by Esther, so the logical conclusion should be that it works even by Shini and not in a little bit hard to accept. So it says, he's really trying to give you some beer as to why it doesn't carry over, it's a lower level Shinoi. And the Chazanish gave his Razzabaz Malach, not as the Zayel that's preventing the equation from going through, rather the Dinah versus Esther, that Esther, once it's Chal, and that's Esther, this particular Chayfet, which would have been rather got his back or show shown, then it's possibly a but. Then we have less the Kuda, so how should we really follow the mic? Should we accept the Philip Tech the Shamai? If we accept the Shamai the Rashi, at least both of them, the Shachodesh, when you ask him like that, I don't know. But at least if he accepts the Shamai as a viable sheet, how could that be that we all know that Shini is going? And the answer is that obviously you have to go the other side of the left, and now they're wrong. It's not the one there. The Shamai still has nothing to do with Shini. No way, Shini Koyin is Midyaraisa. Midyaraisa by Gezeilus, Midyaraisa by Esther that exists. Unless you deny Shini Koyin, unless you hold Shini Koyin, it's Midyaraisa. Oh, we told Midyarabon. But up until now, we're assuming that it's Midyaraisa.
Even though
Salashi,
the first
approach
is that Shini Koyin is just moves.
Yeah, but it's a Dindyaraisa, that removes, it's a call of different chayes, it's one of the chayes, but never, the Shabbat doesn't apply, but the Shabbat doesn't apply, we'll get out of the same. All those things are under the right.
So keep my quote in the Shabbat, whether or not there is still this new aspect, but everyone agrees that it's still a new
chayes, okay. Because you are a halachic minded individual, because you have been in my shiur for 2 years, and you look at the world like the tilo that is apidin if it's a chayfet, so then there's no more mius. And Bisham, I said, no, that mius doesn't depend on the halachic world. Mius depends on the mitzvah of the varmint. This is what he gave us.
Hapidin, it's a different. That doesn't affect Sefer Chesed. Sefer Chesed doesn't function with the regular halachic categories. It functions with Lamaisa, but people think it's beautiful. Good. Rabbi Yitzchak, now ready for the second half of the sugya.
It's a double kasha thing. It's the Rabbanim of Samech Yemid Beis.
The first kasha says here, the same as the Samech Hafni of the Rabbi, the Shivik, Kremi, Kracharina, the Tzim Hashem Gozo, the ancient Gozo Yassir.
If you look at the Rabbanim of Samech Yemid Beis, it appears that the Mokra of the Shivik, Kremi, is Hebel of Shivik. The front of wall rolling with those in the Orion. The Mokra of the Shivik, Kremi, is Esther Zoyna, that seems to me. The top of some of the Al Parada says the Mokra Shini Kaina is the Haitian Sexual Shagazal, Matam Lamashi Gazal, the ancient Gazal Yafti, and Lab Dom, and the Alma Boyshinuman. That's the first cash to do. What's the Mokra Shini Kaina? It's learned out from Esther, it's learned out from Ashi Gazal, and it's a soup for.
If at the end of the day it's the same Allah, what do you do to them? Cash number one. Beyond Kasha, related cash to the thing.
Later on, happens to say that Asha Gozal doesn't mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean Imke Ein Shagozal Yaftim Lavdom Da Amo Goy Shtumay. Nation is like Zeyla Shagozal is a reboy. What is the same kasha? What does the Torah say about Hashem is like Zeyla Shagozal? The Torah should say that Hashem is like Zeyla. The word Zeyla by definition means it was stolen. Return the stolen object that was stolen. That's a very, very strange way of speaking. So why does the Torah use that additional phrase, Ashagozal? So Rabba and Samach Bavim and Allah said, that's the teacher, Ashagozal is a meal, in a sense, to tell me that only with Kain Shagozal, you have to return it. If it's not Kain Shagozal, you don't have to return it, which is tantamount to say, Shin is Kain. So Rabba saw on the phrase, Ashagozal, a meal, to tell me that it's not only Beish, it's Exil. Sometimes it's not Ashagozal. And Rav Chisda and Samach Zayin says, no, the Beish is Exil, well, you have to return the stone object. Asha Gazal comes to the rabbi and says, don't think, don't be alarmed like Chayshai and tell me that, oh, it's a different chayfin, it's a different thing, you'll be alarmed. Yes, that's some stories. Asha Gazal, the rabbis become Muslim. No matter what happens, bottom line, you stole it, you stole wood, now it's something, it's a shtender, whatever it is. We'll have to find a good name for that for the end of the year. So, if you stole wood, this is wood, and that's wood, hopefully this wood, you have to return it no matter what. It's not the same way it was, it doesn't matter, she ain't equipment. That's what Rav Chisda said. So, Rabbi and Rav Chisda, they were learning the same Chumash, they had the same posuk over the Chumash. The Haitians and the Shangos, they were borrowing the same kasha, the same textual kasha with the posuk. What do you need to pray the Shangosal? It's the Yutar, it's a Hatagazela by definition of the Mibdal. What's the significance of the Shangosal? Rabbi saw that a Miut, and Rav Chisda saw that a Reba. So, it comes to Haitian and says, that puts Rav Chisda on the wrong team. Because Rav Chisda holds that Shiri ain't a Koinet. And then he's not on Rav Chisda all the way, Rav Yechon all the way, but Beinu Tamak, Rav Yechon is better, Gzela Mishtanis Chazeres Beinah, and it's the Yechon that Gzela come up, and Mamash exactly like Rav Chisda. Rav Yechon says, I'm the Mishnah, and I go to the son, Caleb, and you don't have to return to Caleb, Rav Yechon says, that's only Mitzir Rabbanon. That's the thing that couldn't have shown, just make life easy to get off. If a guy wants to be Chizda, it should be, he can't make it too tough for him. We won't take his furniture away, we'll let him sustain the value. But when they're right, she is not going to quote Rav Yechon. So comes to Tyson and says, "Chi pligia beisela." What? Rav Yechon and Rav Chisda are not annoying. Except for the tufa beisela, they're not annoying. You can argue. You can argue with Rav. You can argue with Rav. You can argue with Rav. But you can't argue with Beisela. But the holy Beshamai. Tyson couldn't even believe anyone knows Beshamai. Tyson made the holy Beshamai. Rashi, of course, right to the Perush Hakumash like Beshamai. Tyson couldn't even. Out of their wildest dreams, anyone should bring Beshamai back into the equation. Comes to us and asks really in effect a dual question, but still it's not a she, two kushas she nachas. So Taiz says, if the Gemara really means what it says, that the veil and Esther of Amish the same, Amish shouldn't be much more, hang lach. What do you need to observe for? And number two, Mamish hang lach. So then, how can anybody, any Amoyer take on this? How can any Amoyer disagree with this? That's the, those are Taiz's two. Solve these two kashas with a test to develop the following Yisrael. Of risk of work, there's two kinds of shinui. There's a shinui which is a permanent shinui, and there's a shinui which is a temporary shinui. A shinui achrei to the b'riyasai. Sometimes you can change something, and it's just there's no way to get back again. Sometimes you can change something, and you can't get it back again.
Where did Tosfos get this? Kabbalah gets Yiddish, and there are two different levels of Shinui. Where did they get it from? Maybe we should do more. We want to tell you that one already talked about it. The Shinui has the Briyas, the Shinui has the Briyas.
The original Machlek is Bisham and Bisilel.
The original Pasuk, Gam, Gam, Lamai, Shinui, sorry, according to Bisham, it's Gam, Lamai, Shinui, according to the full Tain, Lamai, Shinui. That original Machlek is Hashanah, Bias, Ben Zayna. Over the three cases, you want to say wheat going into flour, and grapes going into wine, almonds going into oil. And yes, you guys, without knowing too much about agriculture, we're expecting to be farmers. Take grapes and crush them, turning them into wine, okay? And there you go to take the grape peels again and pour the wine back inside and close it up, put a little scotch tape on it, and make the grape again. Again, that's what's called an halacha. Shinui she'eni chayz l'driyot. Take a piece of pizza and go make it into a stalk of wheat again. Try, if you can. Shinui she'eni chayz l'driyot. Just like that would be a ritual of like Bisham Bisil. That's a Gabalda Kashini. It's never coming back again. This world. Another Gilgul will come back as a grape again. But right now it's wine, it's the remaining wine you'll avoid. You can never turn it back into a grape. Just like that's Shinni Shinni Chayz L'Briyos. So that was the original Machlik is Bisham Bisil. No Amir will ever disagree with Bisil on that one. You know what the Machlik is? From Yechid and Sisto and Rabu, everyone got into the equation. All the Amaroyim are now fighting it out about Shinni the Gzela. They're not talking about a shini achayz l'briyah, about a shini she'en achayz l'briyah, they're finding out about a shinoi. What?
A shini achayz l'briyah.
You come back again. Let's say you take wool and you paint it, is that kind of paint to use? Or you dye it or something? That's what you use. Some dyes come out, some dyes don't come out. Permanent markers, wood markers, what? Some things do, some things don't. So the Gemara already talks about that. To bleach wool, or sometimes it won't come out, all the Amorim get into the pictures of Zion, the Chizda, Rabbah, everyone has got to say about it. That's all talking about the Shinui, which is the Shinui Achayz L'Briyos. So that's the Yisrael that solves all the world's problems. That explains why he took Sukkim. If you would have only had one Pasuk, so then you would have said, only one kind of Shinui is good. If you would have only had one Pasuk, so you would have said, only a Shinui, which is Ein Achayz L'Briyos is a good Shinui, Kamashim on the second Pasuk, according to those who have the second Pasuk. According to those that are running, who accept that Asher Gozal is indeed a Tama Shini Kaina, not going to Tama Shini Kaina, the original Dina Shini Kaina, we don't need Asher Gozal for that. Asher Gozal is going to tell me, even if it's a Shini Achaz, the Briyat, that's also good. And it's all that. It's just a vexed difference. And that's really it. Those that are running, it's not true. But the Rai says Shini Achaz, the Briyat, is not Kaina. But no Amoira would ever take on Bitsil, that ought to say, no, sorry, we hold a Bishan. So according to Tait, there are two kinds of Shini. One shin is chaz l'briyasa, one shin is ein chaz l'briyasa, one pasuk for one, one pasuk for another. Everyone has to agree to one, lav dafke, everyone has to accept the other one. So there are really three shittas, according to Beitos, Ravani, and Gemara, three different permutations, and I'm number right, about shin is kleina. You have in the one total extreme is b'shamay, who says even the shin is ein chaz l'briyasa, not a shin is, even the case of Esther, not a shin is. That's on one end of the fence, one side of the spectrum is Bishamay. Then you have all the way the other end of the spectrum. The Chayz L'Briyos is going to be filthy. Lightest rig, always stop. Yeah, but one extreme is shot, right? Anyone hear me back? Yeah, Bisham in one extreme that no shin is going to, every single shin is all nothing is good, should be in a critical problem. And you have totally the other end, you have Rabba says that
Shinui Koine, every kind of Shinui is Koine. There are two psukim for Shinui Koine. The seven bottom of Shinui is not even the seven kind of Shinui, the low level Shinui from the first three. Then you have Chizur Biyachin writes a map in the middle that Shinui of, which is Enoch of the Rios is Koine, that's based on the psukim by Esther, Hegel of Shinui Koine. That could still hold the seven in the Bashi Bozo, that's not true. Three sheep is the way Texas lines up. Comes a Bacham in Tevish Yurim. That's so good. Because Lulay Dibri Atosis would take a whole different approach to this Kasha. These Kashas. There's a Bachanan. There are two Psukim. Not because there are two different types of Shin. That may not be true that two types of Shin, but that may not be the point yet. There's a Bachanan. There are two Psukim. And you can have Machlek is about one, not necessarily about the other. Because there are two things that have to be true in order for us to draw our conclusion that Shinui Koine really means what we want it to mean. What do I mean by that? That's a Bachanuk. First and foremost, you have to accept the principle of Shinui Koine, the Din Klal that takes the Chadash, that takes the Sukri back and works against the Klal Zidit. That's a different Chesed. That's the first premise to include Shinui Koine. It has to be a different Chesed. Just because it's a different chesed doesn't necessarily mean you don't have to give it back when you stole it. The mitzvah, the heishiv, is like zela. I can learn in two ways. Assuming the Torah didn't write Asher Gozal, lead out that phrase Asher Gozal there for a moment. The heishiv is like zela. The Torah says you have to return the object that you stole. What does that mean? Does that mean that it has to still be the object, the same object, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Haitian? Or does the Haitian of the Zayla mean you have to return that which you stole in the past, whether right now it's the same object or not? That's not my problem. That's irrelevant. The mitzvah Hashoma is to return that which you stole. If you stole it, so whatever you stole, you have to return, whether it is the same place or not the same place. So one could theoretically have seen in the Haitian of the Zayla, though it was stopped there, that even if it is a different thing, even if Al-Pi did it's a different thing, it doesn't mean you don't have to return it. Comes Rebbe Chonin and says, that's what's going on now. The Machlekes B'Shami B'Tzvah was not a Machlekes Hilchos Kizayla. And even the Torah Shini Koyin are not really correct. The Machlekes B'Shami B'Tzvah was about one simple Nekutah. Is it called the same Chesed or is it not called the same? That's the reflectoise. That's the Kuzma Bishan. My Nafkamina for Esther and Zoyna. Because Esther and Zoyna is only Chal, the Tzul is only Chal, and that's the object of the given. Once the object changes, it's a different Chayfet, that's not a shape Esther and Zoyna. Comes Rebbe Chonin and says, in Hilchas Esther and Zoyna, there's only one issue that really matters. The issue is it the same Chayfet or not the same Chayfet? Achlag is Bishan Bishan. That Nekuda was never argued upon by the Amorah. That it's a different Chayfet, that there's no din of Esther and Zoyna, that the Tzul is right, Sham we don't accept. That was Muskum by all the Amorah. The Machloek is between Rav Chisda and Rav Yechon on the one hand against Rav on the other hand, was even armed with that piece of information that it's a different Chayfet, maybe the Mitzvah of Heshev means Afo Pichein, you have to return. The Heshiv requires you returns whatever the object is now, even though it's not the same object that you stole. So who said that? The Chizda said that. Who said that? The Rebbe said that. The Heshiv said to say, let me call Makos. Whatever shape or form this object is now taken, whatever new halachic object it is, it's irrelevant. The Gezela requires the Heshiv to say, you gotta return it. It used to be your friend's object, even though it's a different Chavis now, you have to return. Hashem Gezela requires you to return it. And what was Rabbi Mechadish? Rabbi was Mechadish. The Heshiv is a Gzela Shebozal. The phrase Ashebozal is not Mechadish to me that it's a new Chayfet. That I know already. I know the Mechadish and Zayna. I know it's everything in the Tzvura. Ashebozal of Rabbi was Mechadish to me that once it's a different Chayfet, the midst of Ashebozal is a Gzela Spaka. So the Machloik is Tisham, the Tzvura, the Machloik is Rabbi, and Rav Chizda, Rav Yecha, was about two totally different Nekudas. It was about the Nekuda, Machlokes B'Shami B'Tzvah was, is it the same Chayfet, not the same Chayfet? And assuming B'Tzvah is right, because if B'Tzvah is wrong, then it's talk about it.
assume the Gesul is right, that's a different thing. If I just put these on, must I return that object, knowing full well that it's a Gesul? So Chisda says, yes, they come off from his Mitzvah Shabbat Gesela, notwithstanding the fact that it's a different thing. And I'll say a holy ground, and if you don't want to say the fact that I should go to those Mechadish me don't have to return.
Comes of the heart and sense. So once you say the different issues, why does the Gemara tell them one another? What's the answer?
All Rav Sheshes and Asuk have said is, you dug up a price that says Shini and Ekhana Begazel, you have to return that object. You don't say Shalom Tavesh Shalom Moshar. So we're looking for a Tan who holds that way. So comes of Sheshes, that's Bishami holds that way. Why? Bishami wasn't talking about Asher Gozal. Bishami didn't even get to the Sugi of Asher Gozal. Bishami couldn't care less about Asher Gozal. Why? What does Bishami hold? What does Bishami hold, Rabbi say?
It's the same chavis anyway. According to Bishami, the chavis doesn't change. Shinoi doesn't even affect the Hasbun according to Bishami.
According to Bishami, there's no shiloh whatsoever that you have to return the object because it's mamash the same object. The whole machloik is Rabban Rechid is only on the side of the Bishul's right. If the Bishul's right, the Shinoi is a different chavis, then it's to be done. And if it's trusty, Bishami says, hey, was there a mitzvah to return it or not?
If Bishami is right, that is the same object, so push it to return it. It's the shadow.
So all Rav Sheshes said was how many Bishamai holds Shini Eina Kana B'Gazela. That is a true statement. That is a valid statement. Bishamai holds Shini Eina Kana B'Gazela. But that is not the same statement of Rav Chisda that Shini Eina Kana B'Gazela at all. Bishamai holds Shini Eina Kana B'Gazela. Why? Because what does Bishamai deny? The first premise. He denies the first condition, namely,
going to Bishami, it's the same chesed, so you can't even be down. There's nothing to discuss anymore. No drushes are going to help you.
Going to Bishami, how do you have to return the object? Rav Chisda holds Shini and the Kodesh B'Gazela for a totally different reason. He holds the Bishul, the right, it's a different David, but Achol B'Chay, he still doesn't miss the Bishul. The Kodesh B'Chana says, true, the Gemara says the two sugyas are linked to one another, but the Gemara never said it's Mamash Hayim Chach, it's the same Bondus. All the Gemara wanted was looking for was a Tana who denies Shini Koine. Bishami holds the Shini and Koine. But at the end of the day, we don't care about Bishami that much. We only feel that's a different place, right? And still, you can have Machlaik Zamar Rod. Comes with the Chan and says, that's what you need. Two different Sukkim. You need Gam Shneyem and Ochot Eslan to get the ball rolling. You need Gam Shneyem or Hey Velo Shneyem. You need Shitas Beitilah. Tell me that's a different place. But that's not enough. In fact, that's a different thing. If you lay the clear to come, Masha goes, the king to go the Yachim, Lavi, and Alvin, Shalim, so Shini Koine of Esther wouldn't help you with Hilfus. You would still be Rechoyim, like what Chista said, that he should present to come off on. Chomzer Bechomzer says that are they two Sugyas, the Sugy of Esther and the Sugy of Gizela, or are they one Sugy? Well, the answer is, they're one Sugy, a Maisa. Because if you deny the Tzilo and Esther, you can't flush in the Kodesh. But in Lundus, they're two very, very different subjects. One is talking about one condition, and one's talking about the second condition. So, as I say, at the end of the day now, where the Bechadim's reading all these Gemara, there are also three different Shittas out there in Tanoim and Amorim. What are the three Shittas? Three extreme Shittas, but what are they based on now? Who's the most extreme Shitta? Bishamai holds Shini in a koina, but Shini is the same chesed for the Bishamai, so it's not going to help you by Estas. If it doesn't help you by Estas, you can't even discuss it working by Gazela. So first the Bishamai, then Mamash, and one end of the spectrum. Who's on the total other end of the spectrum? Which words? Can we put Beisil on the other end of the spectrum? Why can't we? Because we have no clue what Beisil will say about Shini and Koina by Gazela. We don't know how Beisil dash in the puzzle. It's a mystery though. But who can we put on the other end of the equation? Rava says not only is Bishul right, it's a different thing, but patient says there. Shagos tells me you don't have to return it, but it's a different thing. And who's right to pass in the middle? Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda holds like they fill it by Esna, it's a different chaser, but that's still a far cry away from concluding that Dom and the Alam is Shalom. So it could be the Hashemites like Zelim become also. But at the end of the day, the structure of the Sugyas, the fact that there are three different opinions. And at the end of the day, everyone has to cover themselves. Everyone's got a confident idea for a reason. Why Rav Chisda and Rav Yochanan and Rava, not just me, hashing the same machlokes as Bisham B'Sila? It can't be that they're arguing about the same Nekudah Bisham B'Sila are arguing about. It can't be that they're quoting Sukkah that Bisham B'Sila discussed 300 years earlier. It can't be. It's a different sugya.
So what nekudah is different? What changes? On the one hand, the Gemara tells us all it's the same, but hamani b'shamayi. So the Gemara commits itself to some correlation between the sugyas. On the other hand, it can't be too connected. It can't be mamashayin lach. It has to be related, but not the same. If it's synonymous with one another, then you're stuck with all kinds of cash. It doesn't mean to happen here later, I'm right behind with the tenorim. So the way to solve this problem, one of two approaches. Isis approach to change up the shinoim. There's different kinds of shinoim. Everyone's got to go to a lot. It's a question of which one of them is going to pick one. The fact that they're going to go off the shinoim, the shinoim, the doesn't make it up the Yeshmiyayin, so you just got it from the Gemara in Baba Kama. But the problem, according to Isis, is that if you read that Gemara, the Gemara never really says that. The Gemara never presents Amar Chizda, Rabbi Yechon, Shinoim, the Kona. All that means in parentheses is the Shinoim, Yachon, Rabbi Yosso. The Gemara don't say that. They just say Shinoim, the Kona, those Amarim. So Isis has to shtuk that into them. It doesn't say the same. So the Maila Isis shot is that they quote a concept that already exists in the Gemara. They didn't make up the level, the two level Shinoim. That already has a marker in Shah, the Gemara didn't go to concept that is out. What Tosis did after the downside of the Tosis Shah is that when the Amorim say, Amor Chiz, the Shini and the Kaina, he doesn't say, what's with my skin of this Shini and have the other Shini? So there are pros and cons of Tosis Shah. The Maila of Rav Chana's Shah is that the words, Mamash reads smooth, that Shini and the Kaina, Rav Chiz says, Tosis, not the Kaina. It says, Rav Chiz, I don't disagree with this at all, but I still love the Shini and the Kaina. But the chiddush of Rav Chana is that, you know, the Gemara seems to say it's one issue. The Rav Chana is saying, no, I'll be dinner through two issues. There's two halachas. The one is in chesed, two chesed, the one is in dinner of, there's still a mitzvah shalom to gzeila. So there are pros and cons of both Tosfos Pshat and Rav Chana's Pshat. But they're both coming to solve the same inherent sphere of the sugya. There's a sphere of gavuya, mamish in the sugya minei ubei. On the one hand, the Gemara is connecting the two. On the other hand, they can't be too connected. Too connected, the one is too simple. They're too connected, the hainu ha. So, how do they have a rather stupid thing? Have to be connected, but they have to still be a little bit different. So, which Nakuda are you going to hone in on? You know, focus on what the Nakuda difference is. According to Tyson, the difference is a different level of machinery. But to Rav Chana, the difference is the two aspects that are necessary to combine together to conclude that Shinoim kind of. Well, let's keep the model. We'll go to the third test tomorrow. Try to work.